From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The Dow Jones Company has been making the headlines quite a bit lately. The family that owns the company turned down a buyout offer by media mogul Rupert Murdoch, and now federal regulators are reportedly looking into suspicious insider trading activity by a company director in Asia. Marketplace's Janet Babin joins us now. Janet, first off, what do we know about the insider trading charges?
Well, Alex, the Securities and Exchange Commission filed a lawsuit against two Hong Kong residents yesterday, and it accuses them of using insider information to buy $15 million worth of Dow Jones stock just before the announcement that Rupert Murdoch was interested in buying the company. Now, the couple apparently bought 415,000 shares of the stock in the 2 weeks before the announcement. And just to fill you in, Murdoch offered about 3 weeks ago now, he offered $5 billion for the Wall Street Journal and its parent company. And after that was made known, the company's stock shot up 58%. So the Hong Kong couple made more than $8 million on the stock, and that ended up in their Merrill Lynch account.
Can you tell us a bit more about the Dow Jones director who allegedly tipped off the couple in Hong Kong?
The New York Times reports today that he's a banker and director, a longtime director for Dow Jones in Asia. The paper cites unnamed sources as saying that Dow Jones is looking into this guy's actions, but the director is not named in the government's lawsuit, at least not yet.
Any sense of how much evidence regulators have at this point against the couple or against the director?
Well, some say the evidence appears to be somewhat thin at the moment. I spoke with a former SEC official today, and he asked me not to use his name because he's an attorney at a D.C. law firm that does business with Dow Jones. And he said that there's nothing in the lawsuit so far to tell you what the Hong Kong connection was for this couple. He says right now, regulators appear to be going on just the unusual trading as their only evidence, except some possible ties to the Dow Jones director. And see, every time there's a merger, dozens or hundreds of people know about it. That's unavoidable. And then you've got an average of about 2,000 people who buy the merger stock. So what the SEC regulators end up doing pretty routinely is they gather this information and they look for connections, personal or business links between the people who knew about the trade and the people who made the sales.
Janet, are there any new developments with other Dow Jones buyout offers?
Not that we know of. Murdoch's is the only offer on the table at the moment, and that deal is pretty much hanging out there in limbo right now. On a conference call today with analysts and reporters, Murdoch wouldn't talk about it other than to say that it was a fair and full-priced offer. But apparently the Bancroft family does not think so. They're the ones who control Dow Jones.
Thanks, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.